I was completely clueless. In fact, I didn't even know that Columbia had not been co-ed before I applied. So yeah, I had no idea. And I mean, I knew Barnard existed as a women's college, but I didn't apply to Barnard. It wasn't something that, it just never even occurred to me to apply. So I think I was, you know, not unusually one of many clueless women in that class. We just kind of, you know, assumed this was always the way this was just, you know, the way it was. And it was only once we kind of got here that I think, you know, we all learned that this was a really new kind of thing. And I think that the college itself was kind of scrambling to kind of change the culture of Columbia in order to accommodate what was really a pretty big change. So a lot of the discussions, for example, around the core really heated up with a focus on gender in particular. Gender then, not gender and sexuality. It was a real focus on women. So that was sort of one of the things that really stood out from the years that I was here, that was sort of a thing that was being talked about. And if you had any interest in feminist anything, you'd find that either at Barnard or kind of almost nowhere. So that was really the culture that we were kind of coming into that was not fully prepared for co-education quite yet. And that, I would say, was a combination social but also academic. So like I said, the ways in which the conversation kind of heated up around the core curriculum in those years. I mean, I got here in 1984. So it was 84 to 88 that I was here. I mean, that, you know, everybody was talking about the canon and the core and, you know, all these kind of fights over inclusion of women in particular, you know, books authored by women. That was what people were talking about. And it was prompted, a lot of it, at least, you know, on the level of student conversation, was the fact that now there were all these women in the core classes. So there was conversation that way. But other than that, no, I certainly didn't feel like there wasn't a place for me. And I found that the interest that I had, which kind of preceded college in feminist issues, I was able to find a way to explore those. So I was also, you know, I sort of came here wanting to engage with quote unquote the tradition. So, you know, that was part of my attraction to the college, but particularly in a way that felt to me an invitation to wrestle with ideas. You know, I never felt that I couldn't explore other things. I mean, there were very few course offerings at Columbia in anything gender related at the time, and I think I took every single one of those courses, and there were very few. If you really wanted to do anything women's studies related, you really had to go to Barnard. But that's what you did. So you just kind of found your way that way.